This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam this Friday afternoon. Joining us in the studio is Matt Huff. Matt is the diversity manager from our lovely sponsor, Holden.
Let's go there, Chris.
Welcome to Joy, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Matt, you're the diversity manager for Holden. Is that a HR role within the company?
I sit within the HR team, yeah, but I manage diversity across how Holden brand interacts with more diverse customers. I work with our dealerships on how they interact with more diverse customers physically and when they walk in and the challenges of their workforce, and then also internally at Holden on what our programs are around a range of diversity initiatives. So, you know, how we can get more women into automotive, how we can be more inclusive of diverse ethnicities in Australia and also obviously our LGBT+ community.
I mean, I guess there has to be a commercial imperative around anything that a company like Holden does. And I guess if you are seen to be more diverse, then in the end that brings more customers to the table. But what are some of the other reasons why it's actually important for a big corporation like Holden to do this sort of project?
I think obviously, you know, we can pull it down and say there's a business case, but I think Australians expect businesses now to be more honest about what it is that they stand for, who they stand by, and what they're prepared to speak out on. And we've definitely taken that as our cue over the last year or so to be more vocal about what we stand for, and not necessarily because there is an immediate commercial return on it. It's because it's what our people expect us, both our customers and our workforce. But, you know, there's a balancing act that comes with that. So we're conscious of how diverse Australia is and then how we represent on that. And we're very clear about what we stand for, but you know, not necessarily overstepping the mark.
Fair enough. Now, just in the last few months, in fact, I mean, Cam and I are actually both big rev heads, or have been in the past. So we've both
Nobody picks it.
But both of us have both been big motor racing fans over the years. And I think one of the most amazing things was seeing the Holden...
The Rainbow Supercar.
The Rainbow Supercar.
Yeah.
Yeah. The interesting thing was that you guys were completely on board with that. That was supported by Holden as well as by the race team involved. I've forgotten the race team.
Yeah, Brad Jones Racing.
Brad Jones Racing.
Yep.
The reaction from the public was quite mixed, particularly because, as sort of typical, it does seem to be a very male, masculine sport generally. And some of the reactions on social media tended to lean towards that. But I thought that the fact that it was done in the first place and allowed that commentary to happen was quite interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think any time a brand and crosses some social boundaries and challenges some conversation, you're going to get the positive and you're going to get some negative.
Mm.
We overwhelmingly received a positive response.
Yes.
And for the fans of supercars, you can even now place an order to buy the diecast model of that Rainbow Supercar, which I think shows the level of support that it received. Yeah. But it also provoked a lot of conversation, and that's ultimately what we want to do. We want to broaden people's understanding of some of the challenges that certain segments of our community face. And when we followed that up since with a gender equality rap supercar, and recently in Darwin we did an Indigenous rap as well to bring to the fore our reconciliation actions and the road that's still ahead in that space.
I would have liked to have been involved in the was it the Rainbow Ute that got around Sydney during Mardi Gras with a bucket load of drag queens driving it around. That would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'll put my hand up to be involved in that next year.
Well, we hope to be back next year, and we definitely. We got a very warm welcome, and I think it was unexpected when people saw our presence and our Rainbow Colorados rolling down Oxford Street. But they're still out and about. We hadn't intended to keep them on the road as long as we had, but the positivity that we've received and the requests from different events to have them present and reinforce a message of equality, we've still got them out and about, which is fantastic.
It is fantastic. Now, we can't let this go without talking about Holden's direct involvement with Joy. this year once again for the second year running to provide us with our amazing Radiothon prize. That obviously fits within the diversity portfolio, so thank you.
Our pleasure.
What does it mean specifically for Holden to be involved with Joy?
Well, look, we're true believers that the community still needs Joy, and we know that we're still on the road to, you know, full understanding and full acceptance for our LGBT plus community, and that can leave people feeling, you know, scared and isolated sometimes, and particularly in rural communities where, you know, we know that Joy has the reach to get to them. Seeing and hearing about household brands, iconic brands like Holden, being part of this and standing up and saying, we're here, we're with you, we've got your back, we know that that hopefully leaves people feeling a little more comforted that they're not alone. And so we were really delighted to be part of this again this year.
Fantastic. And we are more than delighted to be giving away the Holden Astra RS, and we'll be doing that very, very shortly.
And it's a beautiful car.
It is.
Will it be you?
This is Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.